News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. A lawsuit is filed in response to the ammonia leak in Weatherford that sent more than 30 to the hospital and evacuated hundreds from their homes. Attorney Clayton Berner says the lawsuit names Airgas, Holiday Inn Express, and affiliated entities. The current suit only names four victims, but believes more families may come forward to seek compensation for pain and suffering. Investigators believe the leak was caused by a faulty valve on the semi-truck that was carrying the chemical. A weekend crime spree that began in Moore leaves four dead, including the suspect. Radio Oklahoma's Ken Johnson has an update.
34-year-old Dante Hawthorne shot two people at an apartment complex, then stole a vehicle, drove to Oklahoma City, ditched that vehicle, and stole another, eventually shooting and killing another man. When police finally caught up with Hawthorne, he ended up being shot and killed, but not until he crashed the vehicle he was driving and trying to carjack another. No word on any motive.
State agriculture officials are inspecting store scales across the state as holiday grocery shopping picks up. Inspectors check thousands of scales each year covering 77 counties to ensure shoppers in grocery stores and farmers markets are charged accurately. Scales that fail are tagged for repair, and stores have 30 days to correct the issue. Mackenzie Scott, ex-wife of billionaire Jeff Bezos, has donated $17 million to Northern Oklahoma College. Officials say this is the largest donation ever received. The college is the state's first public two-year community college and has more than 3,000 students enrolled at its four campuses. Another national title for the OSU men's cross-country team. The team won their second championship in 3 years and their sixth title overall Saturday at the NCAA championships held in Columbia, Missouri. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
In 1958, the Hillary family purchased a small telephone company in their hometown of Medicine Park. Now in their third generation, Hillary delivers state-of-the-art services across rural Oklahoma. From Main Street business owners and our future generation of leaders, to farmers at the heart of our rural economies, Hillary is always innovating, consistently connecting, and relentlessly going where others won't. Because every community, every person, matters.
OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Wednesday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info.